It's pretty, Grandmother, I just—
You just, indeed. If you want to speak to a paladin, go ahead, there she is, speak.
And Suli, both frightened and thrilled, was thrust forward to face Pox, who had turned to watch this.
I'm sorry,
she quavered. Pox heard one of the boys giggle from a safe distance. Suli threw a sulky glance that way and then stared at Pox. Your grandmother's right, Pox said, bending down to face the child. I will not hurt you, but another might. And did you know that some weapons are magical? A sword might hurt you if you are not its true master. You have a bold heart, and that is good. Only learn from your grandmother to let a wise head guide it. The child blushed, and Pox turned to see the other children beyond her. And for you others, it is easy to laugh when another is in trouble, but another's folly does not make you wise. In this family, I would expect you to defend one another. To her surprise, a boy about Suli's size came forward at once.
I only laughed because she is never afraid, he said stoutly. If that was wrong, I'm sorry, but if you had tried to hurt her, I would have come.
Pox smiled at him. I'm glad you would help. I said what I did because when I was helpless and in trouble, some laughed at me.
You? I thought, can a paladin be helpless?
I was not born a paladin, lad. Even now I expect there are things I cannot fight except by faith.
I will not laugh again, said the boy seriously. Suli.
It's all right.
Suli put her arm around him. Pox realized suddenly that they were twins. Both of them grinned at her, and then Suli poked her brother in the ribs. They tumbled back, laughing and sparring.
Ruffians, said Estol calmly. Those two are wild as colts.
"'Tis because you spoil them, mother,' said a woman down the table. "'Every time I come, you—'
"'Well, they're good-hearted ruffians,' said Estol, "'and the only twins in the family. "'God's grant we don't have more, the way they are, but still—'
"'At home,' their mother went on, looking down the table to Pox. "'I keep them in more order, when they aren't running off in the woods, "'but since we spend half the year here, why—'
"'Now that's unfair!'
The tall man beside her grinned.
Shall I tell them all what you said when we packed this time to come?
The woman started laughing, and he went on.
She was so glad we were coming, because then when the twins did something, she could blame you.
Yes, but—
And she said, they were better behaved when we left than when we came.
He tapped his wife's nose.
So you see what you get?
She shrugged, grinning, and made a face at Pox and Estol. Pox was amazed. She had never been in such a family. Had not, she thought suddenly, been in any family since leaving home. There were at least a dozen children in the hall, and more had been carried off after falling asleep. Three or four generations lived here, happily, as it seemed. She looked at Estol, grandmother certainly, and maybe a great-grandmother, and still tall and broad-shouldered. A formidable bowman, her husband said. How had she done it? Pox could not imagine having all those children— For there sat Kaliam, Haliam, and Suli, married to a Saiyan but home for a visit, and she had heard of others, managing such an estate, and still finding time to stay fit in weapons craft. She shook her head. Estol noticed, and turned to her.
Is it too noisy for you, Poxenarian? We're a noisy family, always have been. Haliam and I love talk and music as much as life itself.
No, I just— I never—
This is very different,
said Pox lamely.
It's just a family, bigger than most, I suppose, and when you count in the others,